Presenters will be internationally recognized and researchers. The participants will be able to experience these holistic approaches at no charge. Most of these treatments are reimbursed by insurance. Topic: addiction, pain management, depression, and anxiety. For more information, go to holisticconferenceinfo.com. That's holisticconferenceinfo.com.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holler.
Broken is the place I already been. welcome. Of course, you're listening to Rockers in Recovery. I'm John Hollis, and we want to welcome you to the show. If you're listening on 1470 AM from North Miami Beach to, of course, Cape Canaveral, we want to thank you for tuning into the show. We also want to welcome our guests on blogtalkradio.com. We also want to welcome our guests on all of the streamers on 17 radio stations nationwide. And most importantly, we want to thank you, the person that listens to us and gives us our feedback. You can do that by going to john@rockersandrecovery.com. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host for the next hour, and I'm back off of the 14-day global trot. Actually, it was more than that. If you count the Keys, we were down the Keys for another 4 days on top of that. So it's been like 18 days all over the globe from Key West to New York City and upper New York state. So it's been kind of a cool thing. I was actually at the Ricky Bird concert in Manhattan this past week at the Indigram. And we were there, me and my nephew and his girlfriend went, and we checked out Ricky. And what a great show. Liberty DeVito on drums and Chris Stanton on trumpet, and Jeff Kazee on piano and organ, and they had the lead singer from the B-52s, I can't remember her name right now, but she was singing, and we had Ricky on guitar, we had the bass player from the Saturday Night Live band was playing, yeah, Willie, and just pretty cool, overall pretty cool picture up there. Great show. It started, it was supposed to be an hour, it went to. And they tend to do that, those guys. They put a lot of effort into it. And we got a lot of those names are going to be coming on the show here over the next couple of months. We have them lined up from Liberty DeVito to Chris Stanton to Chris Isley of the Isley Brothers. He's also going to be with us. We got a lot of guys coming up. It's going to be a great, great couple of months. We also have a formal announcement today that, of course, ourselves and the 12-Step Music Fest, Rockers in Recovery and the 12-Step Music Fest, are working together. And of course, 12-Step Music Fest is produced by No Matter What Productions. And of course, Dawn Wilder, or Dawn McKermish, as you would know her by both names, is in studio with me today. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
You know, it's an amazing thing when you think about this is your fourth year going into this.
It is amazing. Sometimes I'm just like, wow, 4 years. And people are like, how long? I thought this was only the second year. It's gone by in the blink of an eye.
You know, we didn't catch the first one. We weren't there for the first one. But we've been there for the second and the third, broadcasting live from it. And the feedback, like the first year, was, you know, it was minimal. You know what I mean? But the second year that we broadcasted live, it was amazing how many people hit our feeds listening to that, you know, the broadcast that we did. This year is going to be a little bit different because what we're looking to do, of course, we're going to be down there streaming the whole thing.
Right.
And on top of it, broadcasting live the whole thing back here to South Florida and all the streamers. So what you're going to get this year, folks, is a whole lot of everything. And if you can make it, we would really like you to be there in person. But if you can't, we're going to make it where you can see this anywhere in the world. And No Matter What Productions has gone over and above over the last 4 years to financially put this thing together. And, of course, Rockers in Recovery Productions is now going to be helping out that aspect. So we can start getting vendors and some sponsors. So if you're out there today and you're interested in being a sponsor or a vendor, you can send me an email at john@rockersandrecovery.com, and we can sit down and chat about some of the different variables to becoming a sponsor, because it isn't just about sponsoring a four-day event anymore. It's about sponsoring a year's worth of sponsorship behind a four-day event, which will add also a couple of concerts to it, too. So you could actually, you know, be sponsoring a full year of sponsorship and getting two concerts and, of course, all of the major radio and online productions and streamer productions and all the rest of the things that come with it. So give us a, you know, give us an email, john@rockersandrecovery.com, or you can reach me at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. And also, at the same time, Dawn, what are some of the guests that are going to be there this year?
Well, everybody always
waits till the last minute.
No, actually, they start sending us stuff. Like, I always get stuff a month before before November, which is when the festival is. And I tell people this is not the time to submit to me. Now, like, I will lose it. So just wait till after the new year and submit to me. And so the phones have been ringing. We've been getting a lot of submissions, a lot of last year's, you know, because we have a lot of great musicians and they want to come back, and we definitely love to have the same people back because they're building a fan base at the festival and people start expecting them. Our second year we had Mike Zito, who last year won the Billboard Music Award Song of the Year.
Yep.
And he couldn't make it last year, and he has since called me, and his booking agent called me yesterday, and they said, look, there's no way Mike wants to miss this year. He's, you know, we've committed to this. Let's just put it together. So Mike's committed, and I know a lot of people were, including Mark Lundholm, who's our MC, who's going to be there again this year. He was so disappointed last year. What do you mean Mike's not going to be here? So we're excited. Mike is definitely going to be one of our headliners. Mark Lundholm will be back. Bubba Mac, who we just saw in the Keys.
Bubba Mac's the bomb.
Who also is going to have a festival out in Jersey, right. Ocean City, New Jersey. He's going to have a big...
When is that? October, that's Columbus Day weekend.
Yes.
Correct.
So he's having a big event there, and so he'll be coming to us. The Chillbillies have recommitted. They're out of Tennessee, and they're just a blast. They actually not only headline this year, but they also back Chuck Negron this year. Thrown Alive will be back. Orlino just sent me a text. Orlino is a fabulous recovery rapper, and he just sent me a text saying, I'm playing this year, aren't I? And, of course, Patty B., just going to Sober Stock, which is happening in 2 weeks in Tampa. She emailed me, and so she'll be coming back. A lot of people coming back, and you and I have, of course, talked about, and we're tossing around how to bring some of the bigger guys, the super group, some of them down, and we're working on that.
You know, I think, and it's funny because if when you think about the number of bands that goes together in this 3-day, 4-day time period, when you look at the structure of it all, you know, it's done in a way where you can hang out and really enjoy the bands, but at the same time, they get more interactive, too, because they're walking around and they're hanging out, and you know, it isn't like, you know, there's anybody better than anybody else. You know what I mean? There isn't that attitude about it, you know? Very down-to-earth people and everybody hanging out together having fun.
Mark talks about that. Mark Lundholm, who is a very big recovery comedian as well as he's our MC for the whole weekend as well as he does his comedy act. But he does probably several hundred dates a year, and a lot of them are conventions and a lot of them are sometimes cruises. And people want his time. People always want the artist's time. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, he feels so bombarded that he's so tired when he leaves a convention or something because people want his time. He said, at this, because it's 4 days and they know he's going to be there, it's not like as soon as he gets off the stage, people attack him. Mm-hmm. Throughout the weekend, he's walking around. They'll come up. They'll have a quick... And he doesn't feel so pressured. So when the musicians know they've got the whole weekend, they're more comfortable and relaxed about hanging out and just being a part of and sharing with you their own personal experience than, oh, you're so-and-so, you're so-and-so. They're much more down-to-earth. And then, of course, we have some jams, and, you know, you never know if they're just going to come sit in with you and who's going to jump up on stage. I mean, last year, because Chillbillies lost one of their members, had to stay for a death in the family, Mark Lundholm and I ended up singing back up for Chuck Negron. And, I mean, it was great. You just never know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, it's funny how it all falls into place. And it's been that way since I've been there, that, you know, once you get there, the spirit kind of takes over and things just start to happen. And the good news, folks, is it's all in a positive way. I mean, I personally heard of like maybe two incidents last year, but let me tell you, over the full 4 years, two incidents in 4 years is nothing.
No, and a lot of that is because we do, number one, we do rent the entire park. We close the entire KOA to the general public. They are, it is closed down, it is exclusive for us. And then, of course, everybody who comes has to abide by the drug and alcohol free policy. We also have it's not just drug and alcohol. We have a drug, alcohol, and gambling free policy. Mm. There cannot be
no cards.
I mean, you want to play spades, that's fine, but there's no poker chips flying around. And I've seen that at conventions, and that's people's business. But, you know, there's something when you take away, we don't do raffles. And we've had a lot of controversy over that because there's a lot of money to be made in raffles. And, oh, well, what's the big deal if you're raffling off, you know, a painting by somebody in recovery? The thing that, as addicts, we all want to win. And we all, whether we buy the one ticket or we buy 1,000 tickets, we're standing there and we're so excited. We got that ticket in our hand. And only one person wins, and everybody is let down. That feeling, it's just like when we're coming down from a high. We thought we were going to win. We lost, and now everybody's kind of let down. We don't want anybody. We want to keep that positive energy throughout the whole weekend, the positive recovery. We're all here just to enjoy each other. We don't want people losing money, and we don't want people feeling disappointed. We just want everybody there for a common purpose, which is recovery.
If you get a chance, you can go to 12-step, that's 12stepmusicfest.com. Check out the website. Starting this week, we're going to have they're going to have their own page on holisticlifestylesradio.com. Rockersinrecovery.com, you can go to that URL right now, and it brings you to Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Just want to make a formal announcement also today that starting next Monday, a week from tomorrow, or we from 2 days from now, we will be having the rockersinrecovery.com website up, and it will be in operation, and it will be kicking. And there's going to be a nice little feature to it. It's called the Friends of Rockers in Recovery, and it's going to be a social media site that you can actually join and hang out and be a part of Rockers in Recovery. It's going to have like 25 apps that you can start out with and all kinds of other stuff, but we've been working diligently on this, and we will be launching it a week from this coming Monday. So look forward to having you be a part of that. But 12-Step Music Fest, Rockers and Recovery Rocks, with 4 days of camping, music, meetings, speakers, fellowship, and fun all in one place. And that's at, of course, Mile Marker 20, Sugarloaf Key, November 3rd through the 6th, 2011. And you say to yourself, why are you announcing this in March? Because you know something? If you want to be a sponsor, if you want to be a vendor, this is the time to be involved. Because when you give us a call in September and say, I'd love to be a vendor, and we say we have no more room, might be the time for you to budget it, A. B, to start figuring out what you want to do for that four-day time period. But not only that, we have some other concerts that are coming up, and we want you to be a part of them also, and it's all one price fits all. So give us a call. You can reach us at 877-799-8773. And, of course, you can check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and, of course, 12stepmusicfest.com. That's 12stepmusicfest.com. And we are going to go out to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dawn about all kinds of issues. We'll be back right after this message.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Want to improve your quality of life? Well, if you do, come to our groundbreaking evidence-based conference at the Doble Hotel in Miami Beach on March 9th to the 11th. The presenters will be internationally recognized scientists and researchers. The participants will be able to experience these holistic approaches at no charge. Most of these treatments are reimbursed by insurance. Topics: addiction, pain management, depression, and anxiety. For more information, go to holisticconferenceinfo.com. That's holisticconferenceinfo.com.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep. are providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain. With another shot of something, just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin. In some roach-infested room, where he thought he found the answer, with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you shove another 50 through the slot, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. In a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. And tell this kind of heaven, with angels being to God, it's a place. The devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome.
Hey, welcome back. I'm John Hollis, and you're listening to Rockers in Recovery. That was Richie Supa, and that was Last House on the Block. And I'm going to ask you to go to richiesupa.com and go to the download. You can also find Last House on the Block at Amazon. You can also find it, of course, at iTunes. And just put in iTunes and then look for Richie Super Last House on the Block. It'll pop up. Click on it, download it, and give some feedback. You know, Richie's been working with the recovery community for many, many years. He's going to be on my show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and we're going to be discussing some of the things that are coming up on the Prism Awards, but some other things that he's doing, too. You know, he's a big supporter of the South Florida Broward, of course, Broward County Girls and Boys Club of America, and he does so many different things, charitable things, that I ask you to go and support Richie today by downloading his stuff and giving some feedback on how you feel about Last House on the Block. It's a great song, and it definitely touches a lot of different people, so we ask you to do that for us today. And we got, of course, Dawn McCornish, also a.k.a. Dawn Wilder, the performer. And Dawn has been – give us some of the things you've done. You've done a lot of different things. So tell us some of the things that you've done so that way we can get a kind of a picture on this 12-step music fest and how it all began.
Oh, goodness. Well, I grew up in New York City, and I started in theater school and singing and performing in second grade, and went on to at the age of 16, I graduated high school. I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in Manhattan. I've done some off-Broadway. I had a record deal with the producer of the Go-Go's in 1980-something. You know, I've performed in London. I've performed all over the country. And then on to stand-up comedy. I thought I'd try my hand at that, and I've performed at the New York and the L.A. comedy clubs. Let's see. I've done some extra work in films and some small parts on soap operas and things like that. Finally really decided that what I really wanted to do was sing, and I started putting my focus into that and was brought to Nashville by RCA Records and several development deals there, and decided that it was just maybe time to take a break. And I took a break, and in the process found my addiction, and that was my addiction found me. And in this break period, where I moved to the Keys and Florida Keys, Key West, and I didn't tell anybody that. I decided I was just going to pretend like I never sang or did anything. And at that point, I trained dolphins. I've sold snorkel trips. I've sold fine art. I have made artsy crafts and sold them at flea markets. And one day was at a party and sang one song, and the next thing you know, I was in a band, and the next thing you know, I had a duo and then a solo act, and almost lost my solo act to my addiction. Got clean in 2003. The years blend together quickly. February 2003, I just celebrated 8 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so in that, at about 4 years clean, I just kind of looked at my life and said, I love recovery. I love my life. I love singing. What can I do to bring these two things together? How can I make this work for me and for so many others that I know it isn't working for? As a performer, I earn my living as a singer, and a lot of that is in bars. And I know a lot of people who have literally given up their entire career to stay clean and sober. And just there's no way they can perform or do anything because of the environments it brings them to. I know people who don't go hear live music ever because of the environments that it requires them to go to.
And I think that is, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, at the same token, I truly believe that. And I've talked to so many people that are in the industry that all say the same thing, that the time is going to come when you know through your support system if it's right or not, and God's going to let you know. And if it's not, then, yeah, you have to understand that. And there was one gentleman in particular, Johnny B., of Johnny B. and the Road Dogs, that went through a long period where he couldn't. And he knew that there was issues behind, you know, if he did it, and he tried it a few times, and it ended up blowing up in his face. So he had to finally get to the point where it was like, okay, you know, let go of this with claw marks. I'm going to let go of it. And finally did, and was able to a couple of years later go out and start performing again. So I think it's an individual thing. It really comes down
absolutely.
To
and Johnny B and the Road Dogs will be back again this year as well. They were our Thursday night headliner last year. With that said, it is an individual thing. What the purpose of the 12-Step Music Fest and Rockers in Recovery and all these things that we do is to show people either thinking about getting clean and sober that are in music world or industry, and it can be any industry. Our society revolves around casual drinking, you know, drinks after work, drinks. It revolves around that, and what we're trying to do is provide an environment where people that either are currently under, you know, using, or people that are just getting clean, to show them that you're right. Maybe today it's not possible. Maybe in the beginning. Maybe never. But here are people who are living it, and the example of, just as we're examples in recovery of staying clean and sober, we're examples of we have then moved on, stayed clean and sober, and are able to go about and live lives doing the thing that we thought we could never do clean and sober. And it doesn't have to be music. It can be anything. There are some people who feel they'll never be able to public speak again. They'll never be able to just go out on a dance floor. But when you're in an environment like 12-Step Music Fest, there are people who've never felt comfortable dancing, 20 years clean and sober. All of a sudden they're there, and everybody around them is recovery people, and goes, shucks, I'm just going to dance.
Hips start moving. A little bit.
Nobody's judging. Exactly. There's nobody judging you. These are the people that you feel safe with. So taking that chance is there, that safety net.
I love when you sit, like this year, you know, I actually, after, because normally when I get done, I'm like, I usually split. This year I made it a point to hang out. And Chuck came on, and that whole front area, and even all the way back, was when I turn around and I look behind me, you could see the waves of just love of music and people digging and everybody getting so into the music. You could see the swaying. Mm. It was so cool to watch that whole process from the stage aspect of it, because you got to deal with the insanity. Listen, folks, we might be in recovery, but with recovery comes our own quirks and our own insanities. And you have to deal with 25 different personalities. And in some of those cases, there are 25 musical acts, and some of those acts might have 10 people involved with it. So by the time it's all said and done, you're dealing with 150, 200 musical people that have their own issues that have to be dealt with. At the same time, you have to deal with the issues of ongoing day-to-day operations. At the same time, you have to deal with the issues of getting everything ready and prepped and set up. And she has a beautiful head of red hair, and I got to tell you, if it was me, it would be a lot more grayer, I got to tell you.
Well, you know, I say this on stage a lot, and the reality is that this hair color runs in my family. My mother, my sister, and I all use the same bottle of L'Oreal. So, you know, I'll just be upfront about that, you know.
I didn't mean to throw you.
Oh, no, not at all. It's just, I have no problem admitting, because at some point, you know, when I don't have the time to do it, people are like, wow, I would have never guessed you were so gray. And, you know, that recovery gives me the opportunity to buy the dye and put it on, and I don't have to look like that.
You know, we had the opportunity today, me and Dawn, and, of course, my wife, Lori, and your boyfriend,
Sam,
we all had the opportunity to go to Faces and Voices, which was having a little event up here. And I got to tell you, folks, you know, when Dawn first called me about it, I grumbled, okay. Then she threw me on a list to speak, and that was a shot anyway. But I got to tell you, I'm really glad I went, because as Dawn said before the interview started today, you know, John, if one person had invited five or six people, the room would have been packed. We wouldn't have been able to fit everybody in the room. But people don't do that. And we tend to fall out of the real information that's out there that's really going to save our lives, continue to save our lives one day at a time, but most importantly is going to help us to save other people's lives one day at a time. And listen, you know, there's people out there who are going to say, well, you know, that's up to God to save people's lives. And you're right. But, you know, we are also messengers of that message too. And if we can get it in real time and present it in real time and get it out there to the best of our abilities, knowing the facts as they be facts, not as we tend to manufacture them, we can help a lot more people. So I tend to agree with what we went through today, and we went to Faces and Voices. It was put on by some of the area treatment centers, and Faces and Voices came down, and they had a panel there of people from federal and state level, and most importantly of the Faces and Voices. And we were able to really take a look at some of the issues surrounding addiction today and how we really are still, a minority of people that people look at like, you know, there's something wrong with us, okay? They don't look at it as like we're suffering from a fact. The fact is that we suffer from an addiction that kills us. It's progressive in nature, and it's a disease of any other disease, may it be diabetes, heart disease, or cancer. People tend to blow that over. So the fact of the matter is, folks, is that we get to today by going to places like Faces and Voices events or the 12-Step Music Fest event, or like a month ago when we had the Rockers in Recovery concert. When we start to do these things, we're doing them so we can all start to interact and get stuff in real time. We can know what's going on and how we can carry the message and how we can be of support to each other as we're going through the process. And the 12-Step Music Fest was a trailblazer in this. See, No Matter What Productions was the first one in the area to start to blaze the path for us to start doing stuff like this. So kudos to you, kudos to Rich, and to everybody else that was, a big fact in making this take place. But not only that, you helped launch off of this platform many, many people, myself included. You know, you made it available for Rockers in Recovery and Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, my second year on the air, to come down there and broadcast live. You didn't have to do that. You made it available for me to come down there and do that, which made me, as a media, feel compelled to drive and to help you be as successful as you could be. At the same time, we do it together. And I've seen you launch places like innerrooms.com that had no members. And they started out their whole membership drive at the first annual 12-Step Music Fest. And, you know, here they are, you know, they are who they are today because they started at the 12-Step Music Fest. So when you think about what you offer as far as a platform, it's so intense, and people don't even see it. You know, it's amazing to me that you don't see it. I see it because I'm in media. They don't see it.
Right. Well, in society, just what you said, you see it because you're in media. The fact is that the way that messages, whether it's you want to sell a product or anything, is through the media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you missed it, but today one of the speakers talked about Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen being the face of addiction, but we don't have a face of recovery. They'll give tons of time to Lindsay Lohan, to all these people who are in the grips, but they don't give tons of time to recovery. And what we've been trying to do is just what Faces and Voices, what is give a face to recovery. And unfortunately, I'm a member of a 12-step program. That has saved my life. That saves millions of lives. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's available. And if everything and anything, every treatment center failed, if every 12-step music fest failed, if Rockers in Recovery failed, 12-step programs will always go on and continue.
Mm-hmm.
That is what anonymity is about. That is what the basket is for, the simplicity of the programs. However, if we don't, as individuals, start to let people know that we are out here in large numbers, that our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our uncles, our friends, our boyfriends, everybody we know has somebody, if not more than one, suffering and or in recovery. If we don't start to show who we are in public, and that's not to break traditions. It's not to say,
correct,
hey, I'm a member of this fellowship or that fellowship. Hey, I had been down and out. I had the disease of addiction. And just like they talk about survivors of cancer, breast cancer, I'm a survivor. We're survivors. We need to show people we're survivors. We are out there in the world. So what happens is, at the 12-Step Music Fest, we want people to come. We bring in 300 volunteers, all in recovery, from as little as a day to 30, 40 years to run the festival. Our staff is in recovery. Our musicians are in recovery. Sometimes people show up and don't even know that the guy sitting in their home group ran a construction company, and they're looking for work. It, because we're so anonymous in our 1 hour that we don't even know who we are outside of. And that's fine in our 1 hour or within our recovery programs. But as recovering individuals, we need to let people know what we do, who we are, that we're out there, that we're productive, responsible members of society.
Well, and I think, you know, part of that leads into a lot of the things that were discussed today. And one being, you know, when you start to look at 50% of the people that are locked up in the state of Florida, we'll just take the state of Florida. We're not even going to go on a national campaign on this. Let's just look at the state of Florida. 50% of the people that are locked up in the state of Florida today are locked up because of drug addiction.
Absolutely.
Or alcoholism, one way or another. And at the same token, when that person gets out, their whole life is ruined because of their drug addiction and alcoholism, because they can't go get the normal job that anybody can go get, because now they have that stigma and they have that felony conviction on their paper. Now, that being said, when you look at the overall big picture of what has happened, we've really regressed. Yes, people are coming out, and like myself, like you, where I don't talk about what fellowship I belong to, it's nobody's business. But I am in recovery, and it is part of a 12-step-based fellowship that I belong to. But at the same token, as we're coming out, it seems like the government's regressing and saying, listen, you know something? We shouldn't be doing this for them. We shouldn't be doing that. Let's take this money back here. Let's take that money back there. But at the same token, you know, you have devastating illnesses out there that are being funded every day, and people are dying, but there's still a control thing with addiction. You guys should be able to control it. No. We can't control it, and it's something that when you're in your addiction, you have no choice because of the addiction gene. Now, Kenneth Blum, of course, if you go to Kenneth Blum's website, you'll find out about the addiction gene and the scientific proof of the addiction gene. And it's true, and it's real, and it's been proven now. So that should take out any misunderstanding that we're just a bunch of people that have no control. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure. Well, my growing up, and my ex-husband had an uncle who was in recovery, and he had all of his children tested. He had six children. Mm-hmm. All of them tested. Only two of them tested for the addictive gene. Mm-hmm. Both of them, one is currently in recovery and one is currently struggling. They are the only two of the family who struggle with this, mm-hmm. not because they were led toward it, but they never told any of their kids any of it, but they kept that. And that, I mean, it is a fact that it is a disease. I don't have to prove it. That is the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has claimed addiction, drug and alcohol is a disease. Mm-hmm. It's not a moral deficiency. It's not a poor sense of willpower, because the fact is that I have great willpower. I have incredible willpower.
Look at what we last.
We will do anything we have to get what we need. We will do, you know. So it's not about will. And until we as individuals, we as addicts and alcoholics in recovery, until we and then our families and our friends start to explain, show, demonstrate that we cannot do this alone, that we need the support, and that we need the tools to be able to go about regular, normal life like everybody else, then everybody else can sort of get the picture. But as once again, today was a great day. They were talking about the NIMBY, not in my backyard situation, which mm-hmm. with the 12-Step Music Fest, it was funny. The first year that we started, we went to Sugarloaf. We didn't apply for a permit mm-hmm. from the county. Mm-hmm. We didn't go to the newspaper. We didn't tell anybody in the entire Monroe County what we were doing, because we were afraid that the neighborhood would say, we don't want drug addicts and alcoholics in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And so after we pulled off a very, very successful, respectful, quiet event, then we went before the county and said, we're doing our second event. They said, what are you talking about? We said, yeah, we know. You didn't know we existed, because we wanted to show you that we're not just a bunch of lunatics coming to rob you and to cause a problem. And because of that, we weren't required, because we were a drug and alcohol-free event, we weren't required to staff it with police as if we were an alcohol event. We actually get funding from the Monroe County Tourist Development Council because they see that we brought in over 1,000 out of county, which is what they're trying to do. They're trying to put heads in beds. Out of county tourists who come to a town known for Margaritaville, known for a partying atmosphere, and they come and they have a blast and they participate in water sports and go sightseeing and all that stuff, but do it without having to partake in the insanity, which is our, it's not everybody is a drug addict and alcoholic. You can go and enjoy yourself. If you can do that, that's what that's for. But those of us that can't, some people said, I haven't been to Key West since I found myself in the jail cell,
Yeah, well, the dignity and respect aspect of it.
Absolutely.
That we can have events like this, have dignity and respect. And we, and I'll give you a perfect example. You know, this, and this is what happened the day of the Rockers in Recovery concert event. And thank God we had all of the permits and everything that we needed. But the day that we were having it, we were doing our sound check in the morning. Now, the sound company has put everything in place. The stage is built. And a sheriff pulls up, deputy sheriff, who's already gotten 15 phone calls from the area about the drug addicts that are having a concert. And what are they going to do about it? And, you know, they had to send out an officer, and he looked at our paperwork. And as he was looking at our paperwork, a guy pulled up in a BMW, nice car, beautiful. You could see he was just, you know, dripping and all of the accessories. And he started screaming, I can't believe you effing drug addicts and da-da-da-da, and I can't believe you're going to be playing this music in our neighborhood, and look at what you're doing to our neighborhood. And he says to the cop, he says, are you going to let this happen? And the guy says, well, just give me a minute, sir. And the officer is looking through the paperwork. He goes, well, sir, you don't have to worry about the music. He goes, after 9 o'clock tonight. But between 1 and 9, nothing I can do about it. They got a permit. But that was the area of Pompano Beach, right on the beach, where people are falling down. People are robbing each other every night. You can't walk on the beach. And us collectively, in love, harmony, and peace, had a great day and not one incident.
Absolutely.
See, that is dignity and respect that you don't even find in the common person walking around.
And then we're showing. That's why a lot of people, again, we'll go back to the traditions of the 12-step programs and the anonymity and the things. We're not asking anybody to break their anonymity, but what happens is when you participate in these type of events, be it a recovery walk, be it a Rockers in Recovery, a 12-step music fest, anything, what we're doing is we are showing, A, the suffering addict and alcoholic or addicted person that we do have capable, fun, great lives. But we also show that person who thinks that we're just the dregs of society, that we're destroying their neighborhoods, that we are responsible and productive, that we can come together and have. So we have to be an example out in public. We have to. It has to be shown that we are everywhere. And I think there was a gentleman on Undercover Boss who is the chief of development officer at Subway. And he went ahead and Mr. Don Furtman shares that he's in recovery, that 26 years ago he was not capable and he's built himself up to this huge position. No, he doesn't share what fellowship, but he's very outspoken about his recovery. We need to do that no matter whether we're the little guy or the big guy so people can see that we're so anonymous that people don't even know. So how are we carrying the message? How? By our lives, by our example. But we still have to let people know that this is, a lot of it is due to recovery. I wouldn't be able to share this message, sit here talking with you, if I didn't have recovery.
You know, there's a beautiful aspect to what you just talked about. Because during the show that day, and I also had it happen at your 12-step music fest, because there was a family of somebody in recovery that was at your music fest, and they were talking to me because I was doing a show, and I happened to be doing a break, and they were talking about how to see everybody together at the 12-step music fest was just so heartwarming for them to see that many people in recovery, And their person, their family member was still out there actively using. But to see that gave them so much hope. The same thing happened at our show. It was a psych doctor from one of the local hospitals here, Imperial Point, who lived right next door to where we were having the show that day. And he came and he hung out. And he said that a lot of times they bring the alcoholics, the wet alcoholics, and the addicts through the psych ward, the emergency psych services at Imperial Point, and it's devastating to him because he gets no hope, and he hates to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And he said that on that Saturday, he said, you know, John, I'm really glad that I came here and I seen this today. He goes, because you know something? You make me, and seeing all of you folks together and enjoying this day, there's over 1,000 people that came through there that day, and he's seen that. He said, it makes me want to go to work on Monday and enjoy my job again. These are the things that we get to carry today that nobody else is going to give that information out there. And if we, and as you say, if you know, 12-step programs need to be anonymous, but me as an individual, I need to let people know where I came from. I'm glad that we're here today. Dawn's been a great guest. We're going to go out to a break, and then we're going to come back, finish it up, close it up with a couple of little things here and there, and we'll be done. And then, of course, that sci-fi show will be on, and Sci-Fi Amy's already in the house. She actually is getting all dressed up and putting on a beehive hairdo, and I don't know, she's trying to be freaky today. I don't know what the deal is with her. We'll be back, right?
She's always freaky.
She's always freaky. We'll be back right after this message.
To just not feel the pain.
Want to improve your quality of life? Well, if you do, come to our groundbreaking evidence-based conference at the Doble Hotel in Miami Beach on March 9th to the 11th. The presenters will be internationally recognized scientists and researchers. The participants will be able to experience these holistic approaches at no charge. Most of these treatments are reimbursed by insurance. Topics: addiction, pain management, depression, and anxiety. For more information, go to holisticconferenceinfo.com. That's holisticconferenceinfo.com.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
And we're live. I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery. I want to thank Dawn McCormish, a.k.a. Dawn Wilder, a.k.a. Cosmic fit.
That'll be on that sci-fi show.
Yes, of course.
Yes, we'll talk about that here in a little bit.
She's here with us live today, and she can't.
W1N.
Part of Rockers in Recovery, and Rockers in Recovery is a part of course, No Matter What Productions. Again, folks, if you're just tuning in, No Matter What Productions and Rockers in Recovery Productions have joined forces for this year's 12-Step Music Fest. We're putting together a lot of course, things that are already in place that Dawn has worked diligently on over the last 4 years, but we're adding some things to them, like the supergroup that we're working on right now, and hopefully we'll be able to put that together. And more will be announced over the next month or so on that. But at the same token, if you are looking to be a vendor, if you're looking to be a sponsor of the event, contact 877-799-8773 or send me an email at john@rockersinrecovery.com, and we'll get you the information that you need. Again, this is a great opportunity for you to be in front of a couple of thousand people over a weekend, and then it even gets more than that on a Saturday, because people come in and they're just there for the Saturday. They don't stay for the whole 3 days. They might just come in for the Saturday. So you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people that you can get yourself in front of, and that's not even counting what you're going to be in front of in all the media spots and all the streaming lives. I mean, it's just a huge, huge undertaking, and that's why we started when we started. I want to, of course, thank you for being a part of it, Dawn, and we look forward to hearing more from you over the next few months before November.
That sounds great. Thanks, John, for having us.
Absolutely. And look forward to more Rockers in Recovery tomorrow night, 9 to midnight. We got Richie Supa coming on. And, of course, Richie's going to be talking about what's coming up with the Prism Awards. He is nominated for a Prism Award, and it looks like Richie is a shoo-in because there's nobody else in the category. You think?
We really think if he didn't win.
Yeah, I mean, there's something dreadfully wrong. If he doesn't win, he's the only one in the category, so we're looking forward to that Prism Award for Richie. He's worked diligently for it. And let's go out with Last House on the Block.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, you can't stop.